And hey, it's been a while. This is Steve Arado on the Steve Arado podcast. Football, baseball, beer, and life. None of those things have changed. We're finally getting baseball back. It should be back at the end of July after all this COVID nonsense. That aside, what I've seen in my country today is something I don't recognize. I know there's protests and people are allowed to protest peacefully. You know, that's what makes us different from other countries. But what I've seen from these peaceful protesters is nothing but bitterness, violence, brutality, anger, and murder. 400 cops injured, at least 12 or 13 cops dead. Shootings have gone up in New York City since the whole talk about defunding the police. Let's just defund the police. Let's just defund law and order. And we're going to bring in social workers. Yeah, that's going to make a big difference. You're ringing the dinner bell for these people. For these people that are out there waiting for stuff like this to happen. To talk about the cops and how bad the cops are. You're defunding the police. You are ringing the fucking dinner bell. This is about politics, plain and simple. They want to pin this on the president after the president came out and immediately demanded an investigation into the death of George Floyd after the shooting by that cop who should not have been a cop. Let's all agree on that. Multiple complaints against this guy. The unions protected him. He got to keep his job. And George Floyd, who is no fucking saint. Okay, let's you know, get Nancy Pelosi handing that man's family a flag. No. I'm sorry he's dead, but that was just an embarrassment by a pandering piece of shit hack politician who's done nothing in her life except accumulate wealth for years and years. She's worth like $50 million. And she had the audacity to hand a flag over to the family of a man who put a loaded gun into the stomach of a pregnant woman who had multiple arrests, who had illegal drugs in his system. He shouldn't have died. That cop was scum. That cop should not have been... You put everything on the table here. He was a bad cop. He should not have been a cop. George Floyd should still be alive today. But please, for the love of God, he is not Martin Luther King. And everything just go, let's just fuck the police. Let's just kill the police. Let's just beat old ladies up with 2x4s. Let's just do all that. That'll make things right. That justifies the ends justify the means there. Well, this, and these idiot celebrities in Hollywood, you know, because they know best. Bailing these people out, and they go out and they commit more crimes. The governors of certain states letting people out because of COVID and them going out and committing crimes. And they're worried about a disease with a 99-point-something survival rate. I don't know. I don't know where the fucking decimal point goes. The survival rate is very high. The death rates have gone down. There have been spikes in... Yes, people have been diagnosed with it. We have a friend of ours who just found out she had it. She has it. She's going to be fine in a couple of weeks. If you have it, chances are you're going to survive. Yes, there have been deaths. It's tragic. People die from the flu. People die from other diseases. It happens. It's a sad part of life. But to just CNN with their stupid, it's like it's a scoreboard. Ooh, who's going to die now? Ooh, who can we blame Trump on now? It's something that's happened and it's going to get dealt with. It is just something pandering mass hysteria. I'm ramming a little bit now because I'm a little ticked off of what's going on in the country. If I don't want to wear a mask, I'm not going to wear a mask. If the rates were like 70%, I would wear a mask. 75%, I'd wear a mask. But we're talking about 99-point-something survival rate. Wherever you want to put that damn decimal point, I said again, I'm not going to wear a mask. I have to wear one at work. It's mandatory. I wash my hands. I don't touch my face. I sanitize my hands 20 times a day. You play it smart, you're going to be okay. But with all these people gathering, all these riots happen, and all these gatherings and protests for Black Lives Matter, but somebody can't go to church and say goodbye to the one they love, you know, for a funeral? Can't do that. You can't go to a house of worship, church, synagogue, mosque, whatever. You can't go there. But you can gather in the streets and beat cops up. Way to go. Once again, the Democratic Party and its stupidity lack to see what's going on. I'm not saying they're the reason for this, but they sure damn well have helped. The Black Lives Matter is nothing more than a part of the Democratic Party enabling, in with hopes of just getting more people to vote for Biden, that walking, babbling moron. Read my lips. Donald Trump will get elected. He will be reelected. Did you look at the numbers today? 4.8 million jobs created in the month of June, coupled with the 3 million before that. 7.8 million jobs in 2 months. After all the crap went down, when they wanted to destroy the economy so they could blame Trump. They start bitching about the economy. They have no leg to stand on when they're shutting everything down. I give DeSantis credit. He reopened the state. You know, yeah, and spikes have gone up. But don't tell me that had nothing to do. It had nothing to do with those protests and those gatherings. You know, more tests are being available, so there's going to be more numbers that are going up. But the death rate has gone down. Isn't that what we should be talking about? Look at all the people that are not dying. But they only want to focus on the people that are infected. But that's what CNN does. That's what MSNBC does, because they don't like the narrative. If somebody survives, with the millions of that have survived and recovered, it doesn't fit the narrative. The liars in the media today, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Whatever journalism school you went to, go get your goddamn money back. Anyway, so I got that off my chest. I'm going to try to do more of these, get some stuff off my chest. Hopefully someone's listening and they like it. And if you like it, you like it. Awesome. I'm not making any money off of this. I'm just a poor, dopey guy who's married a wonderful woman. And this is just stuff to get off my chest. I am happy that baseball's back. The season starts to July 23rd, barring anything crazy happening. Looks like football season's on track. And I would also like to add to those people who have lost their lives to COVID, you know, our hearts go out to you and your family members. It sucks. But in the long run, I think for everybody else, I think we're going to be fine. We're going to get through this. But do yourself a favor. There are multiple means of research. Instead of listening to Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo, Fredo, and listening to Brian Stellett, whatever that guy's name is. Steven Crowder makes fun of him, the bald guy. MSNBC, The Huffington Post. There are other sources of news out there with factual statistics that'll tell you what happened, what the numbers are, and so forth. Do your own research. You know, and be careful though. There are some ads you see on social media. Don't, regardless of which side of the aisle you stand on, don't just blindly post it. I learned that lesson. I used to do that, and I try not to do that anymore. I double and triple check my sources and the sources that I find. Do that. Just be smart, because when you time comes where you want to post something on social media, and we're all on social media, and I'm still bad from Twitter, mind you. And if someone wants to say something, just, you know, show him this, him or her, and just say, look, this is what I believe in. These are the facts. You know what? You can come to your own conclusions. And that's about it right now. I will send out another podcast soon. I hope you guys are well. I hope everyone stays safe. I hope you can have a happy 4th of July. We're coming up on Independence Day, where, you know, we obtained our freedom through beating the English, destroying the English Empire. We did that. George Washington did that. General Washington at the time. But then decided it wasn't good enough. We had to take a statue of him down. We had to take a statue of Abe Lincoln down, the guy who ended slavery. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. It's just sad how bitter these people are. They're blindly bitter. They want a free ride. They scream. They don't want to talk about the First Amendment. You cannot have a conversation with a radical leftist, because if you say the wrong thing, the R word comes out. Not the N word, which you shouldn't say, but the R word. You know what word that is. It's not Roadrunner. Racism. So long as you talk about racism in this country, it ain't going to go away. There are billions of people on this planet, 7 billion. And of the 7 billion, I like to believe over 97, 98% of them are not racists. But it's those few that just cause all these riots and cause all this havoc. Like most cops, 800,000 cops in this country. And a few percent are bad. They're power hungry. They shouldn't be cops. And I'm all for police reform. Physical and mental. Make the job more physically demanding. More physical tests. More mental stress tests. So these guys, these women and men who want to put their life on the line and believe in law and order, they're able to do it in a better way. Because that schmuck, I don't even want to mention his name. What he did to George Floyd was wrong. They had a beef. They worked together. They had a history together. That man should not have been a cop. There needs to be some kind of police reform, and the union should be held responsible, and they're not. But if if you want to talk about police reform, I'm all for retesting psychologically and physically to make this job. If it's a grueling job, physically demanding, when you got to take someone down who's breaking the law and resisting arrest, and the guy's 6'4", 270 pounds, you're going to have to learn some new techniques. Otherwise, you're going to get your head handed to you because he's going to reach for your gun, and God forbid. There are other ways to deal with this. There has to be better ways to deal with it. And I'm sorry, social workers, nothing against you doing your job. But when it comes to laying your life on the line, when the cop leaves every morning to go to work, he kisses his wife or partner, whomever, goodbye, that person may never come back again. And I just don't think a social worker should be involved there. I'm not saying they have their use in society. They help. When it comes to this, I just don't think they should be involved. So we have a lot going on in this country, a lot of it bad, but I still believe in the American dream. I still believe there's hope. And again, 4.8 million jobs were created in June. Not bad. Now the Democrats are going to spin it and they're going to try to, you know, shut that down. So don't be surprised if, you know, next month you only get 300,000 jobs and everyone's going, "Oh, he's not doing his job, blah, blah, blah." It's on Trump. It's always on Trump. Have a great day. Again, have a happy, safe, and 4th of July, and talk to you soon. This has been the Steve Arado Podcast, baseball, football, beer, and life. Cherish it. Take care, guys.